We're back to the Neil Haley Show on the Caregiver Dave celebrity segment. And Caregiver Dave, how are you? We have a Nashville theme, but this woman's story is amazing, isn't it, Dave?
Yes, it is. I'm so honored to be speaking with you. Hi, Melissa. How are you?
Hi, good. I'm very good. I'm so glad to be talking to y'all.
Yeah, oh, y'all. I had some business in Nashville, so that must be close to where you're from.
Well, actually, I am in East Texas. I'm close to Houston, but I lived in Nashville for 16 years, so very good.
Well, there you
very
go.
Nice.
I picked it up.
That's
so,
right.
Melissa, I like to introduce people, but I want you to introduce yourself because I don't think I can do you honor. So go ahead. Tell us who Melissa Radke is and why was she put on this earth?
Oh, mercy. How much time do we have?
We don't have that much, but go ahead. Good.
Yeah. My name is Melissa Radke, and I'm on here today because I recently wrote a book called Eat Cake, Be Brave. It is not about cake, so do not get your hopes up.
Oh, good.
yeah. But I am, you know what? I started off as a vlogger, which is a thing. That's not a dirty word. It's really a thing.
Right.
I made videos online, and a couple of those videos went viral and changed my life forever.
Wow.
It's the story, the book that I wrote, though, is the story behind how those videos even came to be. I decided when I turned 41 that I would live for 12 months, kind of have a year of yes, where I said yes to everything that scared me and frightened me, and I would live boldly and bravely. And here I am on your show.
Oh,
and you're on a lot of other shows, Melissa, as well. And I think, did you think in so many ways when you were doing this vlogging that this would kind of just go this way? You're probably like blown away. Like, I cannot believe I did this, right? I cannot believe that people are resonating with my story.
Yeah, you know, so when I turned 41 and I made this wish, one of the first things people go, well, what did you start doing? What did you do to live brave? Well, one of the first things I did, as crazy as it sounds, is I started making videos for the internet because my husband kept telling me, you're relatable. People will like you. You're very relatable. So you could be this voice for mom. One of the first videos that I made to this day has 100 million views. Now, let me tell you something. I don't know if I'm supposed to say this on the radio. But if I had known, Neil, that if I had any idea 100 million people would have watched it, I would have worn a bra when I made it. I had no idea. You know, this was me late at night sitting in my kitchen ranting about something. And the next thing I know, they're asking if they can play it in Germany. So, yeah, to say it's unexpected is putting it mildly.
Wow. Well, what do you think the nerve was that you caught that made it go viral?
Well, truthfully, one of my girlfriends said this about me. She said, Melissa, you just put a voice to our thoughts. And here's the deal. You know, have you ever known those people that they're like, boy, they just say whatever they feel. And they're kind of like a bull in a china shop. I hope I'm not that way. I don't think I am. But I do think that I say how moms are feeling. I think I voice it. I think I parent in a very unsuper kind of way. I mean, I'm just like, man, I'm barely hanging on here, you know. I think I wear I wear pants that have elastic waist in them, and I can't contour my face to save my life. I mean, I'm just your everyday woman trying to live as fully and as bravely as she can in a world that sometimes can be kind of cruel. And so I think that's what I don't know. Is that a great way to describe that?
I think that's why
that they relate to me.
See, I watched the video and I already could tell why it went viral. You did such a great job shooting, I guess, your book trailer I looked at. And I see the story and how you're able to tell a story from beginning to end. I keep telling people they can create their own audience. And this is what you did. You didn't go ahead and did all this different stuff. You went viral based on your story. Everyone has a story. They kind of sometimes try to tweak their story for somebody else. You didn't. You went right in their face, right?
I think what you're telling people is so freaking valuable because everybody has a story and your story will save someone else. but not if you change it, not if you water it down, not if you make it palatable, not if you make it culturally relevant. Just be you and tell your story, all the ugly scars and all. And that's what I did. And I do consider myself a storyteller. I think if you read my book, you'll find that it's just one chapter after another. It's just stories, really. And so, yes, I think that our stories tell our, I mean, I think they're so powerful. So I'm glad you're telling people that.
Yeah. So what was the first thing you thought when Megyn Kelly called you and said, can I interview you?
Well, I just started jumping up and down, like jumping up and down. And my son, my 10-year-old son, I was just jumping up and down. He looked at me and he goes, Mama, you're going to hurt yourself. Like, okay, that's right. Let's not go on Megyn Kelly with, you know, like winded. So I was just so excited. You know, Megyn Kelly, I found her, so many people have said, what was she like? I found her to be so gracious. She wanted nothing more in that 10 minutes than for me to succeed. And I felt that from her immensely during the breaks. She would lean over and whisper things to me. She was like a girlfriend. I enjoyed that moment. And I, you know, the truth is, and I'm going to just say this, I worked hard for that moment.
You did.
I worked hard
you truly
on
did.
That stage doing that. So I was proud of it.
You know, everybody talks about an overnight success, but those overnight success takes years and decades to get to, don't they?
They do. And here's the deal. I actually don't like leading with, hey, I made a viral video and now I've got a book. I don't like leading with that because if you read the book, then you can imagine. But if you read the book, then you know I've been busting tail.
Exactly.
I've been busting tail for 30 years. I lived in Nashville for 16 years, guys. I was a session singer for country artists that you would know today. And I had a producer tell me that it was a shame how well I sang. He said, Mel, it's a shame you can sing like that, girl, because people just don't buy ugly.
And see that's so terrible.
Stand in the back.
Yeah. I was going to say, I wanted to tell Dave the story in so many ways that she busted her hump, as you were talking about, for 16 years singing, but they were telling her because of her weight. We've not brought this up, and I think this is so important, that basically somebody just said there's a specific image that you need in Nashville, and that because of your weight problem, they literally turned their back on you. So this is what made Melissa Melissa. Melissa tells people how it is, and you're going to be getting even bigger than a book. I don't know how much we can say yet, but you tell people how it is. You tell the real story of how people are struggling every day through social media, how these images on social media are complete lies in so many ways, and that you put it out there. This is me. This is the struggles I went through. And by reading your book, we're going to figure all that out, right?
That's right. And here's the deal. You know, I don't know that we have to go on a rampage anymore and tell women that, hey, this is not what celebrities really look like. They deal with stretch marks. They deal with yellow teeth, too. I mean, they're normal. I don't think we have to do that anymore. I think women know it. I think we've accepted it. But what the heck do we do about it? How do we still overcome our own issues? How do we still overcome our own identity and find out our worth and our value? And that's really what the book is about. And yeah, I worked very, very hard for this book. Great things are coming out of it. And yeah, you can truly tell what's next. You said, I don't know how much we can tell. Tell it, baby. You can tell all of it. I'm excited about it. And I think that I'm relatable for women. And I teach my kids these two values. This is what I teach them. I say, I want you to understand your value, and I want you to understand everyone else's. Because that's truly how I want to raise my children, to see themselves as worthy no matter what Nashville producers say, but to also understand everybody is. Everybody's worthy. And so, yeah, tell them what's coming up next, though.
No, so you can tell us really quick, then Dave has a question. I wish we could have you for longer. It's just we fit you in just in a time before another celebrity interview I have. But you like hearing celebrity because I believe that in you. I see stars rising for you big time. Megyn Kelly's just the beginning. So tell us about the situation with your reality show coming up. What can you say about it?
Yeah, well, my husband and my two kids and my big, loud Southern family are coming to USA Network. We are coming to USA Network for an unscripted family sitcom. And I'm going to show the world just how bad my parenting actually is. You know, my mother told me once that social media was going to be the ruination of the world. But little did she know I was going to be on TV. So what's really going to ruin the world? But we're so excited. And so that should be coming this fall. So check your local listings.
All right, fantastic. And Dave has a final question. That's why Dave, we call him Caregiver Dave. Dave has a great story just like yourself. He's got himself on many national TV shows and different things, but he's really trying to help people in a case that we all have to think about. So go ahead, Dave, and ask the question to Melissa.
Yeah. My wife had a stroke 22 years ago for no reason, and I became a caregiver. I made all the mistakes in the book. I didn't know what I was doing. And there was a 2-year grieving period that was so bad I almost left my wife, but I didn't. And she finally reached that grief process called acceptance, and she started becoming her old self again. And so I'm helping other people. I'm Dave, the caregiver's caregiver, because 30% of caregivers actually die before their loved ones do, and I want to stop that. And I want to get people to stop being sicker than their loved ones, eventually needing a caregiver of their own. So I put up a website, caregiverdave.com. Send someone there that you know who's a caregiver. You might be saving their life. You might be saving your own life. So your story is amazing. You know, I just saw a documentary on Mama Cass and how they just made fun of her on Hollywood and put her at, celebrity shows and made her the butt end of fat jokes. And wow, we've come a long way. We've come a long way. So
we
proud
have.
Of you.
We have. Thank you so much, Dave. I swear, if I was in your studio, I'd kiss you on the mouth right now. I absolutely love your story, and I bet you and I could talk for hours about that kind of thing.
You guys need to connect. You guys are perfect matches. But again, we could pick up your book. We have to roll. We could pick up your book on it's available on at all finer bookstores, correct, Melissa? And then we got to wait for U.S. and USA Network
anywhere
soon.
You buy books, you can do it.
And where can we connect with you?
So it's doing great. You probably sold millions and millions so far.
Y'all are going to help with that.
Okay. All right. So best place also connect social media, Melissa. Where's your best place to connect social media wise?
You can find me on Facebook at Melissa Radke or on Instagram at Miss Melissa Radke or online at MelissaRadke.com.
All right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
See my name. Like me.
All right. Take care. All right. Thanks, Melissa. Take care. Take care, Dave. Guys, thanks. Okay. All right. Take care. Bye-bye. See ya. Bye. You're listening. You're welcome. Bye-bye. You're listening to Neil Haley's show. We'll be back in just a moment.